Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howard Emke. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Howard Emke. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oney Carroll. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Oney Carroll. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb. Rice reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive towards short. Boley catches it and steps on second to double up Rice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hauser for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller, who is chasing the ball. Heilman reaches third base with a triple. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a pop-up towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke bunts towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. Boley moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll spins and fires to second, with Galloway covering, and Boley is picked off. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb is hit by the pitch. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb, who is chasing the ball. Sweeney reaches third base with a triple. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway misplays the ball. That's an error on Galloway. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fothergill throws the ball into Sweeney, who tags Fox trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Simmons moves to second. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball towards center. Rice settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Rice. Simmons scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1 to nothing, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fothergill throws the ball into Galloway, who tags Miller trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Gehringer moves to second. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Galloway hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Boley reaches second base with a double. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0 for 0 in the game. Emke bunts in front of the plate. Woodall fields it and throws to first for the out. Boley moves to third. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop is hit by the pitch. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boley scores. Bishop moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball towards right. Heilman catches it and throws to second to double up Cobb. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodall hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0 for 1 in the game. Carroll hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons tags and moves to third. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 2, Tigers, 2. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Heilman hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0-for-0 in the game. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodall hits a pop-up towards third. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0-for-2 in the game. Carroll hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Cochran moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rice bunts towards the mound. Emke fields it and throws to first for the out. Sweeney moves to second. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fothergill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Easterling now playing left field. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller strikes out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker pinch hits for Howard Emke. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Quinn now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Chick Galloway. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley misplays the ball. That's an error on Boley. Jack Warner pinch runs for Pinky Hargrave. Al Wingo pinch hits for Larry Woodall. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.